Owen Dawkins, who is the head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears wrestling program. And he joins us now, fresh off a championship as you won the Canada West Wrestling Championship. Owen, congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. It's been a long season so far, so we're just wrapping up, and I'm hoping everything ends well in 2 weeks in Winnipeg.
Now, kind of a, you know, a little bit of a, I would say, a dynasty for your wrestling program. Now, this is your fourth championship in 5 seasons. How have you been able to build such a strong wrestling program?
You know what? It's on the back of the kids. The kids work, you know, our athletes, they work very, very hard. We demand a lot of other student athletes, and we just happen to be, I guess you can call it fairly lucky and also fairly good with our recruiting over the last few years. And we've managed to maintain a fair amount of our athletes. And I think that's a testament to our university and to our program, I think, of our hard work that we've done over the last 5 years.
Now, looking at wrestling, when you go to recruiting, are you basically having the exact same challenges as hockey and football does? Obviously, you're competing against all the same schools, or is it harder because I'm guessing maybe there's fewer elite level wrestlers at some of the high schools compared to football?
I think for wrestling, I'd say it's about 10 times harder, because one of our biggest, I guess, downfall or difficulties that we face, there isn't a huge amount of high school wrestlers, let's say in Alberta. Like, for example, Edmonton alone, there's less than 90 athletes.
Wow.
And across Alberta, I'd say there might be 300 to 400 high school athletes in total. So we end up going out of province, and that's a huge drain on our resources, and, you know, and it's very, very difficult.
Now, with your success, though, recently, and do you find are more kids in Edmonton now maybe taking up wrestling because they see a program that's having a lot of success?
You know what? It's a little bit of both. We've done very, very well of developing our own junior program at the university, where we have kids wrestling from the ages of 5 to about 18. You know, and I think in-house is a huge benefit, but I think also I've been fairly successful in bringing athletes from out of the province, you know, even out of the country. So that's helped us there.
Now, I think you have 6 members of your Golden Bears wrestling program that are going to now compete for the U Sports Championship. Is that right?
Actually, that's a little bit of a typo. We have 7 males.
Okay.
Yeah. We have 7 males going and 5 females.
And now, so that's kind of, explain to me the U Sports Championship. How does that work?
Well, there's in each conference, so first, let's start with CanWest. You know, we have our conference championships. The top 3 athletes from this conference makes to the national. The top 3 from the Oiwe conference, and the top 2 from the Atlantic conference. And then we get to, it's Winnipeg this year, and then you have 2 pools of 8, and we do battle, and it comes out, and the top 2 kids wrestle for gold, and the other 2 wrestle for bronze.
So when you go to the U Sports Championships, Owen, is there a chance to win it overall? Is it a team, or is it more about individuals then? Because
there's still a chance to win it for the team. We have a very, very outside chance. It's really, really hard because the number 1 program in the country right now is Brock University, and I think they're looking to win their 4th in a row. We'd love to beat them, but I think it's a tall order with the numbers of athletes that we've qualified, and they're also very, very, very deep. You know, so I'm satisfied with what we've qualified, and I'm also looking forward to next year as well, the challenging Brock. I think at this point it's really hard to beat them.
Okay.
But you never know.
Owen Dawkins joins us, head coach of the Golden Bears wrestling program that just won the Canada West this past weekend, heading on to the Nationals. Now, you mentioned Brock. They've been dominant. And a lot of times, whether it's pro sports or whether it's university sports, it's building a dynasty, it takes time. Once you get there, it's a little bit easier maybe to maintain, because now a lot more players or wrestlers want to come to your program. Because you've now won 4 out of the last 5, have you noticed a difference as far as maybe some wrestlers reaching out to you before you have to reach out to them?
It's still a battle. It's still a struggle again, because in Western Canada, our numbers are low. And I mean, we compete with BC, they're the next door, and they're in Division 2. So then it's really hard to draw those athletes. And I mean, it's still very difficult because there's only 3 teams in CanWest. Sorry, 6 programs in CanWest, and very, very few athletes. So I think the struggles are definitely real when it comes to bringing in athletes. We've been lucky because we've got a few, but I think it's still a lot of hard work, a lot of air miles traveling and trying to recruit.
So what do you think wrestling has to do to improve numbers at the high school level?
I think we have to make it a little bit more spectator-friendly. I mean, we definitely have to work with the school board to hire more coaches because we constantly have, you know, former athletes graduating with, you know, education degree. They get jobs in the junior high program. Like, for comparison, the junior high, there's close to 700 wrestlers in the junior high. And then they get to high school, it drops off because I think we have about 6 or 7 programs in the city. So that's a huge problem right there.
Well, that's a massive drop from 7. Like, you know what? In every sport, there's going to be some kids who get to high school and suddenly like, well, you know what? I'm interested in boys or I'm interested in girls or whatever it is. And, you know, athletes from both sexes decide that maybe sports isn't their thing. But, you know, to drop off basically 80%.
That's huge.
Yeah, that is a mass. So has there been talks? Do you think other schools will contemplate starting a high school wrestling team?
Again, the biggest problem is coaches, because wrestling is such a highly skilled sport. Mm-hmm. It's one of those sports where you just can't just decide, hey, I wrestled way back in junior high school, I'm going to coach. You do have to have a fairly technical base in order to be a coach. You know, so a lot of schools, they're scared of it, and a lot of coaches are scared of taking it on, and it's a lot of work. You know, so I think that's where, you know, I mean, that's one of the problems. It's just, it's a lot of work developing a proper program, developing the athletes, you know, and then you can train all year and your program is still not successful. So, and a lot of people want the headache of that.
Owen Dawkins joins us, head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears wrestling program, and won the national championship. He was also named a coach of the year. You mentioned earlier how you want to make it more spectator friendly. How does wrestling do that?
You know what? I think dual meets, you know, is a huge, huge thing. Dual meets is huge. Like, you have to, you got to do something to get attractive. I think our singlets, they're not the most flattering, you know, so I think promotion is a good thing. And then, again, getting high schools to decide this is something they want to take on. For example, we're one of the few sports that we don't cut anyone. You know, and I think that's why it's big in junior highs, where you have 50 to 60 athletes on the team, because everyone gets to participate. The same thing in high school, but again, it's tough because kids, there's a lot more in high school. Football, you know, rugby, baseball, like all the other sports, they're just a lot more attractive.
Owen, I appreciate your honesty. Congratulations on a very successful season. And hey, if you just watched the Super Bowl, as you know, anything could happen. So maybe you guys can pull off the upset over Brock.
All right. Thank you very much.